Good morning. This is part three of my migration to Snow Leopard, where I chose to blow away my six-year-old of data machine. I've been migrating it throughout the years. The machine's about two years old, and go to a brand new fresh machine. Just to recap, that included about 15,000 to 18,000 photos. So it really wasn't a data perspective. It was only 600, 700 gig, but not one of those photos could go missing. And so it was a fun exercise. Right, well, I'm happy to say that I've installed the Snow Leopard. I did a comparison check last night. Now, here's the thing. I actually found a couple of hiccups, and you might find this handy. I was copying the files across, and it would dump out halfway through. And it dawned on me the reason why. I actually had to go to the terminal, which is a bit geeky, but still, I did. And I had to bring out some of my old Linux skills where I just set permissions through the command called chmod, which is chmod, space negative capital R. And then I did 775, which is I own it, and the other one's going to own it and read it, and so on and so forth. And it told me that about three or four files were locked. Now, when I went to the Mac Finder, and I eventually, went to the area it told me they were locked, I saw that there was a little lock icon, and I had to go to Get Info and uncheck that locked icon. A bit of a bugger, because, how the hell, unless you've done a bit of Unix skills or you want to trawl the area or, give me a call, how the hell are you meant to find that? So it would have been painstakingly difficult going through every individual folder. So that was pretty much the only gripe. Was it because of 6 years of piss farting around? Probably. But good thing that I'm a geek, and it came through fine. So I've installed it. It's running like an absolute dream. And again, there's another little tip. When you're installing the Snow Leopard, it doesn't actually, by default, do a blow away, which clearly makes sense. If it did that by default, then my God, would they get a number of calls. I had to go up to the top to the utilities and actually format my drive and then reformat it again. Sorry, they call it erase. All right, so erase the drive. Brand new formatted drive, and click install, and the rest they say is history. There's no choices of what you want to install. It just installs everything. And we're here good to go. So, yeah, it's here now. Now, this is the area where I soon discover whether I've done my job properly of backing up, because I'm going to start bringing the stuff across. And, there might be some scar tissue. Who knows? So stay tuned. Hopefully I won't do a heartfelt sob story about the fact that I didn't bring these things across. So, yeah, time will tell. But again, it was relatively painless. The locked icon was a bit of a bugger, but still, that's not that bad. But more importantly, the performance increase of this, it feels like I've actually got a brand new computer, which is you normally get from a Windows experience. But these guys at Apple, they've managed to take the same hardware, and with a new operating system, it's about twice as fast. I check out YouTube. There are a bunch of little comparisons. On the left is Leopard, on the right is Snow Leopard, and check out how fast it is. And I'm really, really impressed. This release is not as much as, wow, fantastic new applications. It's more about the little things on the day-to-day side that'll make you, your life a little easier. Now, if it makes your life a little easier 100 times a day, that's a big thing. And the overall performance is wonderful. So far, so good. And I'm now installing all of the wonderful apps that I previously owned. Oh, and here's another side tip as well. Because of the fact that I've blown it away, it means all those apps that you install over the years, well, yeah, they've got to reapply. They've got to basically get back onto my system if I need them. So it's a nice sort of culling exercise. So far, so good. And a great way to spend a Sunday, which apparently is going to be full of rain. This is brought to you by the wonderful smooth taste of coffee in the morning, which makes my speech increase by about 25%. If you want to leave a comment or a suggestion or an email, please do. Otherwise, continue to enjoy my booze. Have a good week, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.